You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from AskAnything-app.com. Let's talk about a pattern that showed up in Metasploit over the past year and a half, one that should worry anyone running security tooling or AI infrastructure. Between April 2025 and the end of August 2026, Rapid7 added weaponized exploit modules to the Metasploit framework for four very different products: Checkpoint's Smart Console, Tenable's Security Center, and two open-source AI agent platforms, Langflow and Flowwise. Metasploit is the world's most widely used penetration testing framework, which means once a module lands there, anyone with basic tooling and network access to a vulnerable target can reproduce a serious compromise. They don't need to write exploit code. They just need to point the framework at the target and run it. So why these four products, specifically? It's not random. All four share one structural trait: they're trusted, privileged infrastructure, the kind of system organizations expose specifically because it needs to reach broad parts of the environment. A security management console holds standing credentials over every firewall it administers. A vulnerability management platform aggregates authenticated scan data, and often scan credentials, across an entire estate. And an AI agent orchestration platform is, by design, a code execution engine wired directly into API keys, databases, and downstream tools. Compromise any one of these, and you're not just popping a single machine, you're getting a foothold that multiplies outward. Let's start with Checkpoint Smart Console, because this one is about as bad as authentication bypasses get. The vulnerability, tracked as CVE-2026-16232, sits in the login process Smart Console uses to talk to Checkpoint's security management and multi-domain management servers. The root problem is subtle but devastating. The server accepts a client-supplied identity claim instead of cryptographically verifying who's actually on the other end of the connection. An attacker who understands this can obtain what's called an application login token, use it to mint a valid single sign-on ticket, and redeem that ticket to log into Smart Console with full administrative privileges. No credentials. No prior access. And once you have admin rights on a security management server, you can rewrite firewall policy across every gateway it controls, which is a direct path to switching off an organization's network defenses at scale. Two conditions make this exploitable over the network. The management interface has to be reachable from wherever the attacker sits, and a setting called Trusted Clients has to be left at its default of any instead of scoped to specific administrator IP ranges. Both Checkpoint and Rapid7 note that second condition is common, not rare. Here's what makes this case especially notable. It wasn't researchers who found this first. Checkpoint discovered active, real-world exploitation in the wild before any public disclosure. Attackers were already using this against a handful of customers whose management servers were sitting exposed directly on the internet. Checkpoint patched it and published an advisory the same day they confirmed exploitation. CISA added it to the known exploited vulnerabilities catalog that same day too, with a 3-day remediation deadline for federal agencies, one of the shortest windows that framework allows, reserved for vulnerabilities that combine active exploitation, public exposure, and total control impact. A security researcher published a proof of concept about a week later. And by late August, roughly 5 weeks after the zero day was first confirmed, a fully weaponized Metasploit module was public. 5 weeks, start to finish, from quiet zero-day abuse to a one-command exploit anyone can run. If you're running Smart Console, there's a very specific thing to check in your audit logs: Look for the string authentication method, application token. Legitimate administrator logins never produce that string. They authenticate with real credentials. Its presence is a strong sign this technique was used against you. Now let's move to Tenable Security Center, which tells a different kind of story. In August 2026, Tenable patched a batch of vulnerabilities in one advisory, and two of them got weaponized into Metasploit modules. One is an eval injection bug in report rendering, a low-privileged, non-administrative user who can customize a report, say by crafting a chart label, can get code executed with the privileges of the service account. The other is an OS command injection triggered by uploading a specially crafted SCAP audit file. Both score CVSS 9.9, just a hair below the maximum. The important distinction here is that both require authentication. These aren't bugs you can find by blindly scanning the internet. An attacker needs some foothold first, whether that's an insider, a phished low-privilege account, or a pivot from some other compromised system that happens to hold Security Center credentials. As of this recording, there's no confirmed evidence either one is being actively exploited in the wild. But a technical write-up on the eval injection flaw has already circulated publicly, and history, as we're about to see with Langflow and Flowwise, shows that once a Metasploit module goes public, the window before mass exploitation tends to collapse fast. Tenable's only fix is a full upgrade to version 6.9.0. There's no interim hotfix. Now, the part of this story I think is genuinely the most important, Langflow and Flowwise. These are both open source, low-code platforms for building LLM-powered agent workflows, drag-and-drop tools that let you wire together AI models, tools, and data sources into automated pipelines. And they represent a fundamentally different, newer failure pattern than the management console bugs we just covered. Langflow alone has racked up at least 7 CVEs with public exploitation evidence or Metasploit weaponization since April 2025, 6 of which are on CIS's exploited vulnerabilities list. That's an unusually dense cluster for one product in this time frame. The original flaw, CVE-2025-3248, is almost elegant in how it breaks. Langflow had an endpoint that accepted user-submitted Python code, ran a static filter to strip out obviously dangerous constructs, and then executed whatever was left. The problem is that Python decorators and default argument expressions get evaluated immediately, at the moment a function is defined, not when it's called. So an attacker could hide a payload inside a decorator, and it would run during the filtering step itself, before the filter ever got a chance to block it. That flaw sat quietly in Langflow's codebase for about 2 years before anyone caught it. Once it went public, 3 separate things happened in the wild, all independently documented. Researchers tracked a botnet called Flawdrix, descended from the Mirai lineage, being deployed onto exposed Langflow servers for DDoS purposes. Separately, the SANS Internet Storm Center recorded exploitation attempts within days of public disclosure. And then there's the one that should really get your attention, an intrusion researchers at Sysdig named Jade Puffer, which they describe as the first documented, fully agentic ransomware attack. CVE-2025-3248 was the confirmed way in. But everything after that initial foothold, reconnaissance, harvesting credentials across cloud providers and databases and crypto wallets, lateral movement, taking over a configuration service by chaining another vulnerability with forged authentication tokens, installing a self-correcting backdoor, encrypting more than 1,000 configuration items, and finally wiping a production database and dropping a ransom note, All of that was carried out autonomously by an LLM-driven agent, not a human operator typing commands. Sysdig captured hundreds of payloads containing the agent's own natural language reasoning as it worked, including one moment where it autonomously recovered from a failed login attempt in about 30 seconds and kept going. The lesson isn't really about Langflow specifically, it's that a 15-month-old, still unpatched vulnerability was enough to kick off a fully autonomous attack chain. Patch age stops being a reliable proxy for risk once the thing doing the post-exploitation work is an agent that doesn't get tired, doesn't make typos, and doesn't need to sleep. Langflow's troubles didn't stop there. Later CVEs added a hard-coded flag that let an AI agent execute dangerous code through prompt injection alone, meaning a malicious instruction hidden in a CSV file or a document the agent reads could trigger code execution, not just a technical exploit. Another let attackers substitute their own workflow data for a trusted one, leading to code execution that started within about 20 hours of public disclosure, before any proof of concept even existed. And a chained vulnerability let anyone exploit a default-enabled auto-login feature to mint themselves administrator credentials, then use those to reach the same code execution endpoint as the very first bug. All from a completely default installation. Flowise tells a parallel story, built on its own independent set of vulnerabilities. There's a pre-authentication file upload with no restrictions at all. There's a feature for running local processes through the model context protocol that shipped without enforced authentication by default. There's a JavaScript injection bug, scoring a perfect 10 out of 10 on the severity scale, where user-controlled configuration got passed straight into JavaScript's function constructor, which is functionally identical to eval. There's a prompt injection sandbox escape through a CSV processing agent. And there's a command injection flaw in that same model context protocol feature. Researchers confirmed at least three of these being actively exploited at the same time, traced in part to a single IP address doing slow, sustained, automated scanning, and at the time, there were more than 12,000 Flowise instances sitting exposed on the internet. One research group's advice for anyone running an old, exposed instance wasn't just patch it, it was assume you're already compromised and rotate every credential that instance ever touched. And here's the kicker, Flowise, as a project, doesn't really exist anymore in an actively maintained sense. The maintainers announced a full shutdown in mid-2026, feature development stopped, the repository went read-only, and community support wound down by the end of August. There's no commitment to any further official security patches. If you're still running it, the priority isn't just patching, it's planning your exit. So what ties all of this together? A few things worth sitting with. First, in Langflow and Flowise, arbitrary code execution isn't a bug, it's the product. These platforms exist specifically so users, or the AI models themselves, can generate and run code dynamically as part of a workflow. That makes every security fix a sandbox or a permission gate wrapped around a feature whose entire purpose is to execute code, which is a much harder thing to get right than simply saying an endpoint should never run code in the first place. Second, filters built on statically analyzing a dynamic language are fragile by nature. Both the original Langflow bug and one of the core Flowise bugs worked by exploiting the gap between what a security filter can see when it looks at code and what the language actually does when it runs that code. That's not a one-off implementation mistake. It's a recurring failure mode anywhere you try to sanitize dynamic code with static rules. Third, dangerous features that ship enabled by default make the blast radius enormous, Because now every default installation is vulnerable, not just the misconfigured ones. Fourth, and this is the one that should reshape how people think about AI agent security specifically, prompt injection has graduated from being an annoying content manipulation trick to being a full code execution vector. When an agent reads a CSV file, a document, or a web page, and that content can steer what code gets run, the old assumption that user input and attacker input are separate categories stops holding up. The data an agent reads is now part of your attack surface. And fifth, the time between a vulnerability going public and someone actively exploiting it is collapsing. 20 hours, in one case, before any exploit tool was even public. That compression is explicitly why regulators have started moving away from fixed, calendar-based patching deadlines toward risk-based models that can demand remediation within days, not weeks. So, practically, what do you do with all this? A few things apply across the board. None of these products, the firewalls management console, the vulnerability scanner, or the AI platforms, should ever have their administrative interface sitting directly on the open internet. Put them behind a VPN or a bastion host, and scope access controls to specific IP ranges instead of leaving them wide open. For Checkpoint specifically, lock down trusted clients and watch for that application token signature in your logs. For Tenable, restrict who can author reports or upload audit files until you've patched to 6.9.0. For Langflow, turn off auto-login unless you truly need it, and if you've ever had a pre-1.3.0 instance exposed to the internet, treat it as a potential compromise, not just an unpatched system. For FlowWise, if your instance predates the patched releases and was ever exposed, rotate every credential it had access to, API keys, database logins, cloud secrets, and start planning a migration given the project's shutdown. And more broadly, if you're running any AI agent framework, Langflow, FlowWise, or something custom built on similar tooling, treat any execute code or custom tool feature with exactly the same caution you'd give a remote shell, because that's functionally what it is. Sandbox it, restrict its network egress, and don't assume a filter alone makes it safe. The bigger picture here is this: a security management console, a vulnerability scanner, and two AI agent frameworks all ended up in the same penetration testing toolkit within the same 18-month window, not because they're related products, but because they all represent the same kind of prize, trusted infrastructure that, once compromised, gives an attacker leverage far beyond the box they broke into. As AI agent platforms keep spreading through real environments, expect that category to keep showing up on lists like this one, and expect the time you have to react to keep shrinking.